Hello everyone, and wish you all a very happy Friday morning. Actually, there's a thunderstorm warning, and it's not the weather is not as great, but you know what? I said to myself, let me create something. Let me create an episode inside my house while the weather is not so great outside, right? So we tend to think, oh, the weather is not good. I'm feeling this way, you know, gloomy, sad. Why is the weather bad and all that stuff, right? And I've been there. So let's see. As I am beginning to record, I'm trying my best to keep myself motivated, inspired to keep going. And why does that happen? Because of you guys, my dear lovely listeners and readers in medium.com, listeners in Spotify, Google Podcast, I don't remember. So this podcast, the podcast episode is being broadcasted in various other platforms, and you can even listen from your browser. Okay, that's where we are. Okay, the topic is what I thought to be as a speed bump was actually a transformer. Move through barriers to possibilities. That is the subtitle. All right. After completing 30-day writing challenge, my fun travel schedule pushed me out of writing mode and pulled me into having novel fun experience outdoors, like partying. Partying in a very, very simple way. If there is a potluck, simple food exchange between few families, I call it partying. Okay. Hiking and watching Halloween lights. While I firmly said no to carrying my laptop or iPad, I realized that both these gadgets, unlike my cell phone, within bracket, through which I used to publish in medium.com, are like my indispensable arms. I realized that these are the two impediments to using the cell phone app. I can only self-publish and cannot submit my draft to publishers. That's what happens in app, if you use the phone app. Number two, I am unable to use inbuilt images through unsplash.com, which is a feature in Medium web browser mode, as I did through web in my laptop. So these are the two impediments. Nevertheless, my joy knew no bounds. You know why? I saw the claps and highlighting for the following article that I published using cell phone app after a long break. And which is, what is that article? Or what is the title of that article? Or what is the title of that episode? How does a major purchase affect you? Thank you, Hudson Rennie, for highlighting and clapping somewhere in the corner of the world. I don't know where you are, but then you have taken your time, you have given attention, you have given attention, read my article, highlighted and clapped. It's huge, it's huge. I cannot explain how I feel. I invite you to check these articles that received claps, highlighting and follows, because some of them followed because they liked the article I published. Hey guys, this can happen to you. You too can go to medium.com, start writing, come out of your comfort zone. Do one article, let people say something, it's okay. Tell yourself, you know what, somebody is going to say this, it's okay, and then go for it, okay? There are also options for you. If you do not want others to comment, you can go inside. It's in any system, I would say. Say comments turned off. You can turn off if you do not want others to point out, even if they want to appreciate, or maybe any comment. If you do not want them to do so, you can go and set up that until you become comfortable. Okay. Well, I invite you to check these articles that received claps, highlighting, and follows. That means I did something worthwhile. Ha ha ha. Okay, I have also quoted other articles which have received claps and highlights, and that's here, the title. Let me read the title for you. We are sure that this will happen only when I wrote, I realized what beauty is. Okay. Then this funny dialogue between thoughts and emotion works. That's another article. Thank you for reading. Then I have given link to Lalita Brahma's profile. And what else? That's about it, guys. Thank you so much. Wish you a fantastic Friday and great weekend. Bye-bye.